Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Rena's here on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. How does it feel to have a phone that works?
Oh, my gosh. Well, it kind of works.
Okay, wait a second. What's going on? What do we got here?
So they ordered me a phone, and it came, but it had, like, such small amount of capacity on it that my iPhone 13 wouldn't transfer everything over to it. Then it wouldn't work as, like, a phone or I couldn't text on it. I couldn't use email or anything. So I just started deleting a bunch of stuff.
So she basically was handed a box.
Incoming. Yes, exactly.
Again, was this out of a street corner in a van or? Come on.
Yeah, down by the river.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's just not even get into it.
Wow.
Never easy, is it? First world problems, I always say.
I think there's a lot of people who have phones and aren't all in the first world, Dave. You know, having a phone where if you want to have your email on it, you want to text, you want to save stuff, I think that's, I don't think that's living the la-di-da personality, Dave.
I mean.
For sure it is. Phones are a gift and that's like a bonus in life.
Just go to the tin can and a string at this point.
Okay, well, then get rid of electricity. Get rid of the car. Get rid of the home. Just a tent. Just you, the husband, and your beautiful daughter just outside in a tent and say, this is how life was meant to be.
It probably was. It would be easier, don't you think?
No. No, I don't.
No, okay.
Dave, you want to try it?
Yeah.
How about you two folks try and observe both of you?
I'm sure Rena would be very good, you know, foraging for food.
You know what? I take exception to the way that you said that.
Wow.
Which way did I say it? The one where I implied you'd be injured very quickly?
Do you think I couldn't forge?
Yes, I'm with him. I
think you'd twist an ankle within 2 minutes.
Okay, that part's fair. But I could forge if I needed to.
Okay. Give me an example of you foraging something and finding the bottle of wine after a long day does not count, okay? Finding total wine on the ride home and talking to somebody and saying,
having to use maps on my phone to get there.
Yes, that's not quite foraging.
Can't do that now.
How do you pay for things if you can't tap-tap? Like, what do you do? Like, what do you even do? Tap, tap. That's it. If I can't do that, I'm going hungry.
Yes, that's fair. That's fair. Foraging. You might have to work foraging into the open now, Dave. So Dave found a story today. I guess we're coming up in the holidays, right? And Dave found a story about shoes. Go ahead, Dave. Explain the concept to the forager what we're talking about.
Well, it's the age-old argument, I would say. If you're having guests over to your place, is it allowed for you to say, hey, shoes off at the door? Or do you just have to grin and bear it and say guests will do what they want because they are guests and they're in your home? And if they're more comfortable in their shoes for whatever reason, you have to allow that.
I will tell you, I grew up in a place where you would never in a million years ask someone to take their shoes off. It just was not a thing.
Okay.
And then of course we had a period of time where we asked people to keep their shoes on so their toes would survive the visit, from the dog. I do not care if people leave their shoes on in my home. I do not care. If that's what makes you more comfortable, you do it. But I will always ask when I'm at someone else's house.
Okay, I am inclined to have a new shoes home. I am inclined to do it. And I still remember, this is a while back when Kathleen and I were still married, and threw a surprise party, maybe 40 to 50 people. And everybody but one looked at me. Everybody else said, fine, no problem. And then we hit them upstairs, right? And there was one individual who looked at me and said, you must be bleeping kidding me. Look at how this goes
Stop
with
it.
My, look at how, wait, I'm not done. Look at how this goes with my outfit. And then her husband defended her too. While he's taking his shoes off. 100%
accurate. Are they Minnesotans?
Oh, I'd love to tell you. I'd love to tell you who, because the name would ring a bell with a few people. It really would, but I'm just gonna, in a rare moment, shut my mouth. But it didn't surprise me, because it was an incredibly superficial individual who initially, when we met, I really liked her, and then at one point went to her house, and she had two boys. This is before Quentin was born. So their boys were about the same age as Hunter and Griffin, maybe 4 and 3 then. And we go to their house, and there are pictures all over the place, which I love. House with family pictures, that's great. Again, not exaggerating, 90%+ of the pictures were her.
Stop.
Glamour shots?
Yes, she was in a position where there were glamour shots.
Stop it. I hope you are no longer friends with this
human. Oh, I'm not. I'm not. Because another time I saw this person running into the original Pancake House. When it used to be in downtown, was that down the bottom of the hill?
Yeah.
And parking in the handicap spot to run in and get her food. And so I waited. I wasn't quiet this time. And I'm like, what are you doing? I had to go. This is where you're parking? I love you. Good to see you. I have to go. Well, first of all, she didn't love me. She just was trying to get away. You cannot use the handicap spot to pick up your takeout.
There's so many things wrong with that. First of all, why are you getting takeout from the original Pancake House? Like, that is not a takeout.
Place.
You go and you eat your pancakes. There's nothing worse than pancakes that have traveled somewhere for 20 minutes. Stop. That's just not a place you do takeout from. A. B. How dare you use the handicap spot?
It's
how
awful.
Very dare you?
Exactly. Okay. So we got a couple things here to chew on, Dave.
Good pun.
Thank you. First of all,
that's what your pancakes would be.
Exactly. Can you take breakfast home? Can you pick up breakfast and bring it home, including pancakes? Because I am 180 degrees on the opposite side of the story from the forager. And two, do you, with the holidays coming up, have a strict policy on the shoe situation? And if somebody says no, how adamant are you about said policy? 651-461-9226. I am strict about this policy. The policy is, I love that I work with Aquarius. Yes, AquariusHomeServices.com. This company started in 1987, and they are roaring with success. But that doesn't mean they don't view every day as another day where they're earning the right to be recommended. It's the utility room where they can help you. When we're honestly talking, we were kidding Susie about the practice driving. You can't really practice winter driving when there's no ice and snow. But making sure your furnace is working, you don't have any carbon monoxide issues, absolutely. And Aquarius Home Services helps with the utility room. They also help with the water softener. Make sure those dishes are fine. Make sure your laundry is as soft as you want to. Make sure that bath and shower works. But let's get to their signature item, the Kinetico drinking water system. Speaking of the holidays, you're going to be using water all over the place. It's not just the holidays today. Right away, boom, couple glasses of water from the great Kinetico
drinking water system. Right now, when you go to AquariusHomeServices.com, you can save up to 25%. Don't wait. Track down Aquarius today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
That was AI. It's just that's the new cop out now, Rita. When you do something, that wasn't
AI.
That wasn't me. That was AI. That was AI. Not really me. Let's see. So day old pancakes are out of the question for Rita. As someone who's picked up from the Plymouth original pancake house, Dave, I'm going to say 20 times.
It's plenty.
I think there's this new concept Rena's not familiar with because, again, she's foraging. She's in a tent. It's called an oven. It's called a microwave.
Mm.
You can warm these things up.
Mm, microwave scrambled eggs.
She's got a point.
Okay. Sometimes it's a Sunday morning. Sometimes you might have five kids there, four kids there. Now, I know you two would say, go out in the woods and hunt a grizzly bear. As someone who's, first of all, I'm a tremendous egg maker. I just want to tell the truth. I mean, whether it's scrambled, the omelet. I mean, here's where I get really crazy. The hard-boiled egg.
Oh,
one of the tougher
eggs to make.
It really is. And you know what I do? I don't even set a timer. You know, I pull it off. You know, just mind meld with
by
the
feel.
Egg. So, yeah, I put my hand in there. God, this water's a little warm. Yeah, and however long I could stay without, you know, totally burning my hand to a point where it's disintegrating, then I say the egg's ready. Dave Harrigan, noted frugologist. Yes or no, can you pick up breakfast items and bring them home?
You can if you're willing to sacrifice quality.
Okay.
They're not as good when you bring them. That goes for almost every takeout item. It's not as good.
True.
When it's covered up and packaged and it takes 20 more minutes. And specifically for breakfast, I mean, you go out for breakfast. Most places, the food's done before you even complete the order. Breakfast is so darn quick. Why wouldn't you just go sit at the table?
Because you might have 9 kids back. I keep going higher with kids. You might have 17 children.
Then order for yourself, eat, and bring it the rest home for the kids. Who cares?
Hear me out here.
I'm up to 34 kids.
You and your 34 kids. You take the powder, you add the water, and you literally make the pancakes in your house, which tastes better anyway. And it's easy.
Wow.
It's easy. And then you throw a couple of chocolate chips in there, and my kid's like over the moon.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to let you know, Original Pancake House is just called. They were about to sponsor this segment right now. They are organizing a protest at Care 11. Okay, that's right where they're headed. I had a sign from a texter on the Harrigan hotline. I had a sign on the door all the time that said, "Please take off your shoes
and knock it off."
Dave Harrigan, you're going to have a soiree or two the next 6 weeks.
I love soirees.
Okay, you've just cleaned up the place.
Mm-hmm.
Spotless. You could eat anywhere. You're 47. This guy has a rotisserie chicken 47 days later. How does he have the temerity to tell me about my eggs that are maybe 10 minutes old? Can I just walk in? It's snowy out. Can I just walk in and gallivant around your house?
Absolutely not.
Thank you.
Hard, fast rule. Shoes off at the door or go home.
Rena Sargent.
You would really send someone home. Like, if someone's like, you know what? My feet hurt. I have bunions. I'd prefer to leave my shoes on. You're like, get out now.
If they want to pay for the carpet cleaning afterwards, go ahead.
How often does that happen when the first line is, I have bunions?
apparently, you have people with good feet in your life, and you know what? You should thank God for that.
Yeah. Are you a member of the Bunyan Club that we didn't realize?
I'm not a member of the Bunyan Club. Not yet, anyway.
There we go. That's
all. Darn high heel for 86 years.
Yes, that'll be a part of the Open next week. We have to go. See ya.
Fine. Bye.
Rena Sarge is something or other. Your Linus Construction time check is, it's 1:50 or it's 12:58. Time to protect your home with clog-free LeafGuard brand gutters. Installation labor, 50% off to the end of the month. William Guerin, next hour. What do you have on the Wild? They're playing better. And also a sad story about a young man they brought in to the organization and what's happened in the last couple days. Important stuff with Billy and then some later stuff also next hour.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.